As negotiators meet in Kazakhstan for the latest round of Syrian peace talks, today, Wednesday, the 15th of March, marks 6 years of the civil war in Syria. A ceasefire remains in place, but each side accuses the other of violations. It is a war signposted with numbers so huge they are hard to comprehend. More than 11 million Syrians have fled their homes. That's nearly half the population of Australia. Observers estimate more than 320,000 people have been killed. That's almost the population of Canberra, almost twice the population of Samoa. The United Nations says 2016 was the deadliest year for children in Syria, and estimates that nearly 6 million children are in need. That's more than 1.5 times the number of school students in Australia. And the UN says about 280,000 are living under siege. For some children, it is a war that's older than them. And it is a war sparked by the graffiti of a child at the time. On Wednesday morning, early in the Arab Spring, 14-year-old Nayef Abazit and his friends scrawled a message on a wall aimed at President Bashar al-Assad. It says, "Your turn is coming." Their message and their subsequent detention and torture gave rise to the rebellion. The rebellion was met by automatic weapons. It was a popular uprising that has become a proxy war. The battlefields filled with a multitude of flags as guns were turned on each other. Rebels fighting Syrian forces fighting rebels. Russia bombing the rebels, Russia bombing fighters from the self-proclaimed Islamic State. Kurds fighting Syrian forces, Turkey fighting Kurds. So-called Islamic State fighting everyone else. In this fractured war, Islamic State, so-called, has provided a common enemy. The ancient city of Palmyra was wrested from its grasp in March last year, a symbolic win, only to be lost and then won again over the course of the year. It showed the transient nature of victory in this war. Now, United States Marines have joined the fighters on the ground, deployed by the new United States President, Donald Trump. Middle East analyst Roger Shanahan at the Sydney-based Lowy Institute says the new US administration is still grappling with its understanding of the protracted conflict.
But I think they're now coming to grips with the complexity of the Syrian situation as the Obama administration has had to do for the 6 years before. So I think while he has said a number of things about how simple it is to defeat Islamic State in Syria, that's only ever been one side of the question.
In the last year, some factions have won ground, some have lost. Military commanders say so-called Islamic State is on the defensive now, but this was the year the world watched a battle for a city. A year ago, Aleppo was in its 44th month of siege, with bombs raining down from Russian and Syrian warplanes on more than 300,000 people in the city's rebel-held east. Four of those bombs hit Al-Quds Hospital in April, killing Dr. Mohamed Wasim Maz, one of the city's last pediatricians. A month later, an aid convoy bound for eastern Aleppo was bombed, killing 14 aid workers. The United Nations now says it was a deliberate act by the Syrian government, and it's a war crime. In New York, then United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was incredulous.
Just when we think it cannot get any worse, the bar of depravity sinks lower.
3 days later, Syrian forces declared an offensive to capture eastern Aleppo. In the weeks and months that followed, so-called White Helmet volunteers reported the use of chemical weapons, toxic chlorine gas attacks across the city. By December, the rebel-held east was mostly in government hands, the evacuation of civilians and rebels beginning after numerous delays. By December the 22nd, pro-government forces were celebrating victory. Roger Shanahan says it has changed the narrative of the war.
We've probably seen the shift of the momentum go towards the Assad regime somewhat, but they're still not in any position to reassert control over large parts of Syria that remain outside of their control.
Médecins Sans Frontières' Evita Mawahat spoke to SBS from the organization's regional headquarters in Amman.
The high insecurity inside Syria and the constantly shifting front line has made it very difficult for us to access all these areas on a regular basis. We are still unable to access government held areas. And we have repeatedly asked the Syrian government to access these areas since 2012. However, we have always been denied.